The problem is, everyone says I'm privileged, and if I leave this job, I will struggle to find something else. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Neville Goddard Podcast. Pam, in the LOA by Neville Goddard, the real home of Manifesting Mastery course group on Facebook, says, I'm planning on quitting my job. It has made me unhappy for a very long time. The problem is everyone says I'm privileged, and if I leave this job, I will struggle to find something else. I should be grateful for this job, etc. You know, here's the deal, Pam. Your faith in God is measured by your confidence in you. And you asked later on, and this is great, I don't know if this is the right question, but how do I block the noise and immerse myself in the feeling and feeling secure in my choice? This is so good because you don't have to do either. You don't have to block the noise and you don't have to feel secure in your choice. What you do is you get to surrender to the feeling of your wish fulfilled. And when you really surrender to the feeling of your wish fulfilled, you're going to doubt their doubt. Because all they're doing is they're sharing with you their doubt. And on another level, they're sharing with you your hidden doubt. This wouldn't bother you unless you already accepted it as true on some level. This wouldn't bother you unless you were imagining struggling after you leave this current job that you don't want. You see, I think personally a lot of people are nuts, because to be grateful for what you don't want is just silly. Neville Goddard taught something radically different. He taught to use gratefulness as a tool. See, I'm thankful that I get to talk to you today and share with you some gold. I'm never thankful for what I don't want. I have no interest in what I don't want. What I do is I choose to imagine what implies my wish is fulfilled. Let me give you some easy examples. I imagine your emails, your updates. Very simple. See, my desire is to have people love what I do, pay what I ask, and refer others who do the same. To have a successful business in sharing this stuff. The stuff that literally took away my scoliosis, my PTSD, moved me around the world, took me from being a poor fella. I was messed up, guys. To someone who's like very happy, very successful, and who moved around the world and got citizenship when they said it was impossible. I'm big on accomplishing the impossible. And Neville Goddard said, faith is loyalty to the unseen reality, and your desires are divine in origin. Do you want to believe their doubts, or do you want to believe your desires? Because their doubts, we did a live call recording on this, doubt is of the devil. Doubt is the devil. I don't have time to go deep into that, but just, doubt is the voice of the devil. Stop it. On the other hand, your desires are divine in origin. When you really start to get your desires are divine in origin, and every desire has its own plan and power fulfillment, your entire life changes. Big time. So you get this, takes a little bit of attitude. We call it the attitude of Abdullah. You get that, you get to put you and them in perspective. Because if Neville was right and your awareness of being is God and your desires are divine in origin, you staying where you don't want to stay is a tremendous disservice. And I bet you feel that with what you wrote. So it's time to dive deeper, time to soar higher. If you had gold today, Pam or anybody listening to this, what I invite you to do is to go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. There's all kind of goodies there. I toss quick stuff and answer questions in the podcast. If you want to dive deep into the attitude of Abdullah, the secrets of surrender, manifestingmasterycourse.com, these programs that are proven to change lives from the inside out, simply and effectively, NevilleGoddardStore.com. All right, that's it. Imagine up something lovely. And Pam, while you're here listening to this,